I'm gonna race cars. One day I'm gonna touch me a star. I'll bring you a rock when I walk on the moon. One day I'm gonna leave this room. Then I can be anything. America's all about dreams. I always thought it was me. How they gathered at the end of the street. From hard times to back again, swapping stories among old friends. They all took trips with Uncle Sam. They said he'd show me who I am. You can fly jets, boy, you can race cars. One day you might just be a star. Hey, bring us a rock, you can walk on the moon. They said, boy, your turn will come soon. Then you can be anything. America's all about dreams.
Music from JT Cooper there, and we've got in the studio Malcolm Stollard and also JT Cooper joining us here to talk about Operation Adopt a Hero. And guys, welcome into the studio. Good to have you today.
Well, thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Let's start with you, Malcolm. You've got a laundry list of things to talk about. So first of all, why don't you start out by at least telling us what Operation Adopt a Hero is, and you've got lots of events going on surrounding that.
Operation Adopt a Hero is a nonprofit that is allowing the community to get involved with the veterans, providing mentoring, and then also social reintegration into society as well for the veterans, and getting the community involved by different projects and allowing them to have a structured opportunity instead of donating money and instead donating their time as well.
Now, you said you've got several events we're going to talk about, and then we're going to bring JT into the fold here, who we just heard from. So why don't you tell us what you've got lined up for us?
Well, tomorrow from 2 to 6, MTSU will be hosting a Veteran and Family Benefit Expo. The veteran organization Bravo, it's Blue Raider American Veteran Organization, and also Vet Success has come partnered together and to have this event. It'll be at the Rec Center from 2 to 6, and from 4 till 6 we'll have food and entertainment for the families as well.
Very good. That's tomorrow?
That is tomorrow, yes.
Now where at MTSU?
It'll be at the Rec Center.
Okay.
On the backside.
Yeah.
New part of campus.
The exploded, you know, exploding part of campus, all the growth. If you haven't been
yes.
over there in a while, take some extra time. Go around the roundabout. JT, how are you?
I'm great, man. How are you? Thanks for having us this morning.
Doing very well. How are you involved in all this?
Saturday, there's going to be a poker run for Adopt a Hero, and it's going to start at Bumpus Harley-Davidson at 11 o'clock, and they're going to take a ride down to Lynchburg, and they're going to come back to the square about 5 o'clock on Saturday, where we're going to have a street party. We've got a permit, the city, we've got the whole block, city square blocked out, and I'm going to be the headlining entertainment from 7:45 to 9, but come on out about 5:30, and we're going to have food. We want the public to come out and understand what Adopt a Hero's doing, see some of the programs we got going on, and just hang with your community here in Murfreesboro. There's a lot of great things going on in Murfreesboro.
Scott, as you were coming back, said you didn't bring your guitar. At least you brought your CD with you this
morning. Oh, yeah, I didn't.
Do you travel with that guitar all the time?
I do sometimes. I didn't bring it today because this was kind of a last-minute thing for me as far as trying to fit this in before the event.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to come in and not understand exactly what was expected of me. So I brought some music because that's always good to have.
Well, you know, it's always, you know, we do a lot of pre-planning here. I've written notes on a half a sheet of paper here and just names. So that's how much planning goes into it. But it's, you know, I often find that if it's a question I have, somebody else is asking that same question. Yeah. So it makes it pretty easy to do. Now, tell me about your background a little bit.
In 1993, I was with 10th Mountain Division, Fort Drum, New York, and mm-hmm. we were sent to Mogadishu, Somalia. Most people know that as Black Hawk Down. I was there on the ground the night they made the movie about, but I was there actually for 6 months total. And I, my roommate, Jimmy Joe Martin, was killed, and I received a Purple Heart for my wounds in action. And it was just a bad day in American history.
Right, right.
And I got hurt and really couldn't physically do what I wanted to do in the military, which was move on up to special forces and that kind of stuff. So I ended up leaving the military with honorable discharge and have started trying to walk a path to figure out how to deal with PTSD and articulate that message. And it's took me a while, but I think I finally got a platform where I can offer something to society in a way to heal, in a way to explain what we go through. That, you know, when I first came back, everybody was like, you know, what's wrong? Tell me what's wrong. I couldn't tell you what was wrong. Mm-hmm. It took me a long time to figure that out. And hopefully, when you go to AA, the first thing they do is give you a sponsor or a mentor, somebody that's been where you've been that knows what you're going through. And that's what I'm trying to do with some of these guys coming back from Afghanistan and Iraq. I want to be there. Man, we're losing 22 people a day on average to suicide of returning vets. Last year, it was an average of 22 a day. American soldiers that came home and couldn't figure out how to come home, and they just gave up. One of the things they teach us in the military is to never give up. And what the biggest thing I found is when you come back, you don't have a battle buddy. In the Army, you don't go to the port-a-john without somebody knowing where you're going and you knowing where your battle buddy's going. And when we come back, and we come back to a place like Murfreesboro, who may or may not, our families don't know what we've been through, mm-hmm. and we really have a hard time telling them because we go to war to protect you. We don't want to bring that home and dump in our living room, and we don't really know how to tell you that. And it becomes hard, and somebody needs to be a voice. And with everybody today wanting to talk about the guys that are losing it and the ones at Fort Hood shooting people, there's a lot of us out here that ain't doing that.
Oh, exactly.
And less than 1% of the military, less than 1% of Americans will ever serve in the military, and way less than that 1% will ever be in trouble. So my point is, we're here, there's an issue, and I'm trying to do everything I can to help foster along as many people as I can through that.
I want to ask you, have you ever seen the TV show Parenthood?
I don't watch that.
Okay, well, my wife watches that, and one of the characters is a soldier and has been dealing with PTSD. And, you know, I think it's good to – there's more awareness about it now. I think efforts like yours and others and you know, that TV show, they're doing a good job to try to help us understand a little bit about what's going on.
Well, I know I'm here – to talk about the show on Saturday for Adopt a Hero. I do a lot of work with a lot of different veterans organizations. Mm-hmm. Another one locally here that started in Murfreesboro that's growing leaps and bounds as a soldier's child.
Oh, yeah.
And I have a book that's going to come out at the end of the summer, and it's called PTSD, Positive Trails to Self-Discovery, Making the Positives Negatives Positive. Mm-hmm. And what I'm trying to do is take the same training that we had in the military and show guys how to not reinvent the wheel, but just adapt that training to be something better than what we, as a way to come home.
Well, Daryl Mackin, you know, does a really good job with ASC, and there are many of those groups around. And Malcolm, you're just trying to do your part here with this event, and JT being around. It sounds like a really cool day on Saturday.
It definitely will be, and the proceeds that we're going to be taking up will go back towards the veteran organization at MTSU. This summer, 2013, came to the issue of homeless veterans on campus. It was just simply a one electricity bill or a car note that needed to be paid. With these proceeds, it'll go back towards emergency relief fund that was established by the organization. And with this, we can provide scholarships for the veterans and also meal plans and book stipends. That way they can continue their education and not have to worry about that struggle. A lot of the times, veterans will come back to school and have the burden of the car notes, the family debt that was already accumulated while on active duty. And coming back to school, their budget is cut in half just in order to make it through an education. So we want to be able to help that and to help them along with the payments of electricity bill, the car notes, and that way they can get the education and provide a successful career for their family.
All right, Malcolm, give us all the details from when things start over at Bumpus and who can come out and the best place to be on Saturday.
Well, on Saturday at Bumpus, Harley-Davidson, there will be a registration at 11. Kickstands will raise at 12 o'clock. They'll be heading towards Shelbyville, Lynchburg, Tullahoma, and McManchester, mm-hmm. and then back to Murfreesboro Square, where there'll be free food for the riders, and there will also be vendors out there as well. But music is the biggest thing that we're going to draw the community in. We want the community to come out and celebrate this wonderful event with us. And it's going to be amazing because there's so many different veteran bike riders out there. And just having them all together and showing the community that the veterans are here. And, you know, the whole thing about PTSD and just breaking down the stereotypes. You know, we want to be able to show the community that the veterans are here and they're wanting to help and they're wanting to get involved. And that's what we're going to here for. So
if the only kickstand you have is on your bicycle that you haven't ridden in 20 years, raising my hand here, 5 o'clock is a good place to be on the square.
5 o'clock. Yes. From 5 to 9 will be the entertainment, the block party for the community. There'll be food trucks out there as well for the community to eat. As far as the riders, the food will be free. So.
Cool. Good stuff. JT, you can find more about your music on the
JTCooperMusic.com.
Okay. I saw it somewhere and then I couldn't remember where I saw it. It's on the back of your CD here. So check it out, and good patriotic stuff here.
And we'll have a booth set up and proceeds from sales of merchandise on Saturday with our concert will go back to Adopt a Hero.
Sounds good. Well, anytime that you have information about Adopt a Hero that you want to pass along to our listening audience, the microphones are always open here for you all.
Thanks for your hospitality.
Absolutely. Great to see you. JT Cooper and Malcolm Stoller joining us, Adopt a Hero. You have a website with anything on it, Malcolm?
Yes, we do. It's oaah.org. It's basically the first initial of all the letters, and then .org.
Okay. I'll stick that on our podcast here on our website, so you can check it out at WGNSradio.com as well. Guys, thanks again.
All right. Thank you, sir.
All right. We're going to take a break, come back, and continue the conversation here on Rutherford Issues in just a moment.
Rutherford Issues with Ryan Barrett on FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, and WGNSradio.com. We're Rutherford County's place to talk.